Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
Good morning. I'm Bill White, an elder serving on session and co-chair of our stewardship team. Please join me in our unison prayer for illumination. Let us pray. Holy God, we have come here for a word of life. As we seek you in your word, meet us here. Grant us your wisdom and your hope. Amen. Today's first scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 8 through 13. Let's listen to God's word. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the way, on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down, for he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Look, some shall come from far away, some from the north and from the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. And today's second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 52. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Yet for all their joy, they were still disbelieving and wondering. And he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So let us pray. Holy One, you have brought us here today to hear your word of hope, your word of grace, and your word of cheer. By your Holy Spirit, give us that joy. Give us all the things that you have promised, that power to access the joy when we need it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 17:2 says this. It says, and maybe you've heard this before, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a downcast spirit dries up the bones. Now, there's a lot of metaphors in the Bible. There's a lot of metaphors in scriptures. This is one of them. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Do you agree with that? A downcast spirit dries up your bones? I don't know about the dried up bones part, but you know what it means, right? It makes us sad. A downcast spirit isn't fun. It's not pleasant at all. But, you know, I know there's a lot of things in the world today that are serious, things that are going on, I'm sure you're all aware of. Maybe some of you came today with a heavy heart for whatever's going on in your life. It is part of our human experience to have these times. So there's lots of things to be sad and concerned about these days, and that's a truth. But Jesus told his disciples some hopeful things before he suffered and died. He told them that there was hope. He told them there was joy in their future. John 15:11 says this, Jesus talking to his disciples. That's almost at the end of the book of John when we go into the crucifixion or the passion. I have told you this, says Jesus, all your disciples, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. And he goes on to indicate that, yes, there are some not so great things going on here, to put it mildly, but their future in Jesus is secure. The Holy Spirit, he says, the advocate will come and your sorrow will turn to joy. And that happened 2,000 years ago. The Holy Spirit's here now. This is not just today. It's for everyone since can access that Holy Spirit. So last week we celebrated the highest holy day of the Christian year, Easter. Aware of that. The celebration of Jesus overcoming death and giving us the hope for that as well. Our hope to overcome. Easter is a happy, joyful day because we remember Jesus came and showed us that there is so much more here than we see with our eyes. And we're not alone. We're not alone. So traditionally, this Sunday is often called Holy Humor Sunday. Holy Humor started, I think, in the Eastern Orthodox Church, but it's caught on. Holy Humor, because after all the shadows of Lent, we celebrate and we can have joy and even maybe laughter. Because who expected this turn of events? But it taught us something about who we are. The hope of continued life sticks with us, so maybe we can have cheerful hearts. Can we have some cheer today? So with getting some cheer in mind, I'm going to tell you a few important things. One day, quite a while ago, I was at a picnic. I was standing near the grill talking with some other people, and the person who was grilling, making steaks, asked me how I wanted my steak done. And I replied, "Well done," to which he said, "Good and faithful servant." Made my day, wouldn't it make yours? One day I was sitting on the beach. I was sitting on the beach reading my Bible, trying to be a witness, you know. And a little boy walked by, stopped short and asked me, looked at me sort of intently and said, "Are you a Christian?" And I said, "Yes," reading the Bible. And he looked closer and he said, "Well, do you read your Bible every day?" And I said, "Well, maybe not every day, but yeah, I read it a lot." He goes, "Okay, do you pray every day?" I said, "Yeah, probably I do pray every day," wondering, where is this going? Wouldn't you be? Where is this going with this little one? I mean, I'm expecting maybe a deep, question coming out. He's so intent. And then he asked me his final serious question. And he says, "Will you hold my quarter while I go swimming?" That's kind of the witness we are, right? Yeah. Yeah. And I once heard, some kids are great for cheerful things, right? First kid says, "My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a poem and they give him $50. And then the other kid says, "Well, that's nothing. My mom scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. She calls it a song. They give her $100. And the third one says, I got you both beat. My dad scribbles some words on a piece of paper, calls it a sermon, and it takes four people to collect all the money." Don't you just love Christian jokes? Speaking of money, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says this, God loves a cheerful giver. Maybe you heard that one too. That's from 2 Corinthians. And an interesting fun fact about that scripture is it uses the Greek word hilaros. Now, often in Greek translations, words in Greek parallel those in English. Like, have you seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Anybody seen that movie? Yeah, it's funny if you haven't seen it. What the dad is constantly saying, because he's Greek, he's like, well, this word comes from Greek and that word comes from Greek. And, you know, this is a good thing. Like arachnophobia. You know what arachnophobia is? Arachne means spider, phobia means fear. And today it means the same thing, fear of spiders. Therapeutic is the same thing. But this word, hilaros, I mean, if we put it in word for word, it would be God loves a hilarious giver. Does it fit? God loves a hilarious, what does hilarious mean? Like over the top with laughter, right? And sometimes we get that word, even today, can be used in a sort of a sarcastic way. Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. So it doesn't really fit. Doesn't really fit this particular. So we get cheerful, which is way more boring, but whatever. But I just love that anyway. You know, this is one of the pitfalls of trying to translate from ancient times to today. It doesn't always work. So we get hilarious. But I like it anyway because, you know, when it comes right down to it, this thing, this resurrected, coming back to life thing, I mean, today we have it a little bit more with modern medicine, but this coming back to life thing is really weird. It's weird. You know, outsiders, insiders, we understand because we're Christians and we understand all the theology, but for outsiders, they think it's weird. That's weird. They came back to life? What? Yeah. Weird. The amazing resurrection accounts, you know, are great for us. We understand. But outsiders, what? I mean, even the disciples, they even thought it was weird. We read this scripture, and they heard that Jesus has risen from the dead, but they didn't see it more, and they thought, oh, I'm not sure. Have we been there? I don't know if I believe my eyes. I don't know if I believe what I hear. So Jesus comes among them and starts talking to them, and they're like, what? This is, what's going on? This is Jesus standing in front of us? Oh, is it really? Or it could be a ghost. Who is it? It might be a ghost. And so Jesus, realizing what, you know, that they're a little bit unnerved by this, he says, this is his solution. Give me a piece of food. Do you got any food? Normal thing to say, right? Got any food? So they gave him some fish and he ate it. And fortunately, it didn't drop to the floor right through his body. And he showed them he was actually a body, right? But it's still kind of weird. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is great. So they were dancing and singing for joy after that, like it says in Isaiah. Exult, O earth, break forth, O mountains, for these things, it's done. Death is conquered by spiritual life and new bodies. And he says, you will get the advocate, the Holy Spirit. Stay here until you get the power. They already had the joy. And you know what? Nobody told, I mean, he just came in. I don't know what door he used, but nobody said to him, hey, Jesus, shut the door. You were born in a barn? Okay, all right, maybe that one's not so good. I don't know, I like that one. Another fun fact about the word hilaros. It's only used one time, once, in the New Testament. One time. How many times do you think the word joy is used in the Bible? Oh, you read my title? Well, that was just one translation. How many times do you think other translations, it's more. Go ahead, just call it out, just break out, just call out a number. How many times? More than 250. It's like jelly beans in the jar. Who's good at that? How many? 300? It's over 1,000 in some translations of that joy. Joy, joy, joy. Yeah. And the joy is the valuable thing, isn't it? Have you ever felt that joy? You haven't necessarily had everything going right in your family, in your life, but you can still feel that joy that God gives you because God loves you, because you're not alone. I have. That deep satisfaction that joy can give. And Luke says the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Jesus had flown up into the clouds. They were filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. And I hope each one of you knows about that. Joy in the Holy Spirit. I'll take weird if it means that Holy Spirit joy. I've always thought Jesus was fun to be around, even though, you know, in the scriptures, it really doesn't say he laughed or smiled or anything. It says he wept, but it doesn't say that. But it implies it. It says he had joy after he sent the disciples out, 70 of them, and they came back and they said, well, look what's going on. He had joy in them and their joy. But I always thought, you know, he was smiling and happy and laughing, even though it doesn't say that. Because you know why? Because kids were attracted to him. Kids were attracted to him. We have that scripture where he was, you know, bringing the kids to him. And kids aren't usually attracted to maybe, you know, sour and glum and very sad people. Yeah. Kids all, you know, are a good barometer for these things. That reminds me of one time I was traveling with my confirmation kids, looking at my GPS. Do you use a GPS, right? We all use a GPS. It's normal these days. It wasn't so normal. It was newer back then. But I'm having a hard time with it because it's telling me something I don't understand. Has your GPS ever done that? Told you something? What? I don't know. What is this thing trying to tell me? So I'm looking at it, you know, kind of quizzically. The kid standing next to me says, you know, I wonder if Moses had a GPS when he was out there in the wilderness. You know, and then when he looked at it and he saw it said, arriving at destination 40 years, he thought, that can't be right. Have you ever looked at your GPS that way? That can't be right. I just want to credit the Joyful Noise letter for all these jokes today. They're not mine. Galatians 5:22 says, by contrast to others, Christians, we have the fruit of the Spirit of God given to us, which is love, joy, 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 peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. We have that Holy Spirit, and I hope you have the feeling of joy that God can give in the Holy Spirit. Because he tells us in John 15, and I repeat, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. So you put that in your jelly bean jar and be complete. Hallelujah, Christ is risen, and so are we. Amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.